Great. It's good.
You had a lot of energy.
Unbelievable day, huh?
Out there. Man, you're running around like a little 18-year-old.
I'll tell you, I wish I looked 18. I love coaching, you know. I love coaching ball. It's something I've been doing my entire life. And I've grown up in this business. Obviously, since the day I was born, this has kind of been the fabric of my life. So when I'm out here and it's a beautiful Seattle day like today is, there's no place I'd rather be. Well, I rescind that. I'd like to be with my family, but this is second, close second. So
was it when it came together? I mean, the odds of something like this happening, where there's a need, it's in your hometown. I mean, what were your thoughts initially about being able to do this?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, things were kind of coming together. I was involved with that Miami deal, and I had gotten a chance to talk to Coach Holmgren about a potential here, and I felt like I was in a win-win situation. You know, I was either going to get a chance to be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins or come back to, you know, my favorite place on earth, Seattle, and coach for a team that my dad coached for years and years ago. And be quite frank, it's kind of a dream for me. It really is. It's great to be back here. I love it.
And they've also got your couple safeties. I mean, what's the potential of talent-wise here for this group?
You know, you never want to get too high or too low on a guy or a group this early in camp, but I think there's real potential between Brian and Dion and Michael Bulware and Mike Green and Jordan Babineau. I think it's a nice group of players. I like the progress that Kelly Jennings is making and Marcus Trufant. And, you know, I'm really excited to get a chance not only to be with the Seahawks but work with that group of guys. I tell you what, they're professionals, they're hard workers, they're a lot of fun to be around, they enjoy the game, and I'll tell you what, they've made my transition very easy.
Your title says secondary coach, but you were working with a D-line today too. Are you going to share a lot of elements?
No, we were just doing some adjustment drills today, and I just happened to be running that drill today, and so the defensive line were there. No, I'm strictly with the secondary. Pee-wee's got that locked down.
Did you miss the hands-on part when you were head coach?
Yes, I did. You know, I love being a head coach, and I hope that at some point I get that chance again. But one of the things about being a head coach is you do miss the dirty work, the hands-on, the having a group of 10 guys that you work with intimately all the time, and to get that chance again, it's kind of refreshed me, revived me. Like you said, you know, it brings that passion back out in you.
What is the adjustment of going from being the guy to one of the guys?
Well, it's ongoing. I mean, it's every day. You know, there's an ebb and a flow, and I haven't reached a real consistency yet, internally. But I'm there. I'm very lucky. You know, very few people get a chance in this business, which is very transient, to come back to kind of where they're from. Now, I wasn't born here, but I went to junior high, I went to high school, I went to college. I've never ever. Hidden my love for the Great Northwest, as we all know.
Do you find a double O staying in your lane on the field?
No. I'll tell you what, this is a great staff, and, you know, having a chance to work for Mike Holmgren and work with John Marshall and Pee Wee and Ray Rhodes and Zarek Rollins and Tom Headley, it's a fun group to be around, and I'm just trying to do the best I can at my spot.
How does your history with John in particular smooth the way? I mean, he can kind of bust your chops maybe more.
John and I worked together in the late 90s in San Francisco, so, and Pee Wee as well. And so I've known him for a long time, and we've stayed close. And, you know, when I walked into the office the first day and saw John, it took me right back to 1997, and we started teasing each other right away. And he's a great guy to work with. As you guys know, he loves life, he loves coaching, he's passionate about it, he's fun to be around, he lets you do your thing, and it's been great being around him again.
When you arrived here, automatically people started looking ahead to maybe in a couple of years you'd be in the air and all that. Was that discussed at all as a possibility, or did you mind?
No. I'm just excited about being a Seahawk, being back in Seattle. You know, I don't think you can predict the future. I'm not going to live for the future. You know, I try to teach my kids and try to live it, you know, live for today. And that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I told you that I wasn't interested in being a head coach again, because I've gotten a taste of it. But right now I'm extremely excited about the situation that I'm in.
What's the next step for Marcus Trufant? You know, a high pick who's played pretty well, but hasn't been to a Pro Bowl yet and maybe has that potential.
Well, first and foremost, you know, it's becoming a shutdown corner that helps us get to and win the Super Bowl. And then we need to get him across the water. But his first goal is to help this team get to and win the Super Bowl. you notice that we've had him working on the left side, and in the league, that's where most of the premier corners work, and I think that this guy has the ability to be a premier corner. I also know that early in his career, when he played left corner, he was very, very good over there. And, you know, our thought process was, let's put him over there early in camp, put Kelly on the right side, flip him around a little bit, see if we wouldn't have an opportunity sometimes in the season to match him up to particular receivers that we might face. But I really believe True has the ability to take another step and go to another level and be a shutdown corner. And I'll tell you what, you guys know, he's number one, he's a great kid, and he's a hard worker, he takes to coaching, and he's fun to be around.
Does Jennings have what it takes to be the guy on the other side?
Well, you know, off of the 8 practices we've had so far, which is my only exposure to Kelly, I would say yes. But of course, you know, we've got to get through a season and see him do it. But I really like Kelly as well in terms of the work ethic. And he's serious about his craft, and he wants to be a great player. He's not content just to be a player in the NFL. It appears to me that he wants to be a great player in the NFL. And it takes skill, and then it takes that passion and that attitude, and he seems to have that.
What about the little draft pick?
I like the big draft pick. He's short, not little.
That's true.
There's a difference. Okay, he's 190 pounds. I'll tell you, he plays bigger than he measures. When we evaluated him in college, we watched him against the kid from Georgia Tech, and he played him straight up and played him well. I liked what I saw out of him in those 3 days. You know, he's got speed, he's got burst, and Tim Ruskell mentioned this when we drafted him, is he's an outstanding competitor. And I think that he demonstrated that in those 3 practices. So
how involved
exciting.
Were you in the what's been the makeover or the remake of the secondary, bringing in the safeties and going through Josh?
Well, you know, we do it as an organization. I mean, I obviously, because I'm the secondary coach, I evaluate those guys and pass the information on to Coach Holmgren, and he and Tim and the personnel department, you know, as they should, they make the decision. But, you know, it's an inclusive operation here, you know, and everyone's pretty much involved. So, you know, we all have our say. It's a Seahawks pick, you know. It's not mine or anyone else's, and that's the way it should be.
But you know, Grant talks about it was a big, you being part of that, you know, flying back with him on the plane, all was a big part of him really wanting to come.
Well, that was being, recruiting. I had to prove that I could recruit, too. So, we'd already made the decision at that point that we wanted Deion, and then it was just a matter of you know, going all out and doing everything we could to make sure that he wanted us as much as we wanted him, and it wasn't just me, it was, you know, all of us, and it was Paul Allen providing the plane, and it was, you know, Mo Kelly getting on the plane and going with us, and it was everybody, but it was fun. It was fun to kind of get back in there and get after a guy and then win, get him.
You've been lying pretty low since you got hired here. What was the motivation behind that?
Oh, nothing. I mean, the head coach is the face of the franchise, and he should be, along with the owner and the president, general manager, and I'm an assistant coach, and, you know, there's no need for me to be anything but a guy that just, you know, does his job and does as best as he can. I don't need to be in front of the media all the time. I did that when I was a head coach, and that's not my role now. So it was not by design or anything. It's just, you know, I kind of believe that there's a hierarchy and everyone has their place, and that's my place now.
You've known Patrick Kearney on a daily basis. What can fans expect from him here?
Tremendous passion, energy, enthusiasm for the game. He's a relentless pass rusher, a relentless worker. He's one of those guys when we were in Atlanta together, and I'd want to show players what I meant by great effort, I'd put Pat on, and I'd say, you know, if we can all look like Pat does, if Pat doesn't stand out with his effort and his energy level, then we're going where we want to go. And I think people in Seattle will really start to appreciate that. And then when he makes a play, he gets his little Hulk pose going. So we hope we see that a lot.
Jim, how would you kind of sum up why this is the right fit for you, just being here?
Well, number one, it's a tremendous organization, as everybody knows. It's very well respected around the National Football League by administrators, by coaches, by players. You see that in the fact that we get free agents. Number two, I get a chance to work with Mike Holmgren, who is, you know, probably going to go to the Hall of Fame someday, and to watch him. And if I ever do get another chance, it's just another great coach that I've been exposed to. Bill Walsh, Dick Vermeil, my dad, Steve Mariucci. Just, you know, you learn from all of those guys. And then thirdly, this is where I consider home, you know, and this is where my children consider home. I have 4 kids who've never lived in Seattle, okay, and they can't wait to get home, you know, and so it just kind of feels where I belong.
Jim, that KJR interview made such big headlines, you know, mm-hmm. in the Southeast and up here.
Really? I didn't notice. No, I didn't hear anything about it. What KJR interview
is
that?
Yeah, yeah. That guy over there has caused all your problems.
Yeah. My best friend Hugh.
Have you made any effort to touch base with Coach Willingham and to one-on-one to deal with that?
Absolutely. We've talked, and since Tyrone got that job, I've been nothing but 100% supportive of him, and I felt really bad that in any way I took away from what he's trying to do here or made it seem like I wanted his job, because I don't. I want him to have success, and I express that to him. And we've talked on a couple of occasions since, and it was just like I've said, and I've said it many times. I just poor judgment, to think that I'd want to leave NFL head coaching job in the middle of a playoff run to go back to a college. In my mind, was just such a ludicrous statement that it would be taken as such. But I used poor judgment in saying it the way I did, so I felt it was important to talk to Tyrone about that. And, he knows I support him, and I support the University of Washington. I want nothing but the best for that program over there, and I've made that known to him.
He's got a 12:45 meeting, guys.
Okay, thanks, guys.